You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online as well at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. Teachers from around the nation are getting ready to head to Atlanta to participate in the National Education Association annual meeting. They'll be there during the 4th of July holiday, and we're joined today by Andy Ford. He's president of the Teachers Union Florida Education Association to talk about what they'll be discussing during that meeting.
It'll be about 300 Florida educators joining 10,000 of our colleagues from all across the country.
What about the funding of education? That has had a big focus in Florida, I know.
Yes. This year, the legislature and governor appropriated a 6% increase in school funding. The governor had tried to get teacher salaries increased, and he was fairly successful, although the legislature didn't appropriate enough money to do his $2,500, so it won't be that $2,500 increase in pay. But there is money available. It will be provide for increases in teacher salaries as we move forward here, and we'll see how it goes. This is the most money we've received in years, but we're still below where we started when Governor Scott became governor.
I'm sure that school safety and possibly the issue of guns will be on your agenda as well.
Yes, school safety will be one of the issues that we'll debate. Washington failed to address the situation in their last deliberations. The bills that were working through the Senate didn't make it, and hopefully we're going to be able to get that discussion going again, because we do need some common sense gun legislation while at the same time protecting people's Second Amendment rights.
What would be the NEA stance on, say, arming teachers in schools?
I don't know what the NEA's position is on that, but the FEA's position is we do not believe that school employees should be able to carry weapons.
Here in Florida, we probably deal with immigration more than some other states do. Will the immigration issue and the immigration laws be on the agenda for next week?
Most certainly we'll talk about immigration reform. Students enter our classrooms, and we need to make sure that it is welcoming and all the services are available to students, regardless of the decisions their parents made. We do need to make sure that the students that are here in this country are well-educated and given every opportunity that every other kid gets.
What is the purpose of this? Will you be setting priorities or solving problems? What is the purpose of this national convention?
Well, we debate the issues and we come up with the union's position, and then it helps develop our legislative program for lobbying Congress.
Why is it important, do you think, for Florida to participate in this national event?
Well, most of the issues that are dealing with education happen all over the country have happened here and started here, a lot of them. And we have to be part of the debate as we go forward in establishing the union's positions on our policy.
Another of the items on the agenda at the annual meeting of the National Education Association is working to implement the new Common Core standards for education, to which a majority of the states have committed. Teachers from our local districts will be accompanying Ford to Atlanta for the meeting. You can find out more at the NEA's website. We'll have a link on our website, WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.